Zero, as a number or a concept, is a shockingly new idea in human history. It is said that some ancient people feared the nothingness and the absence of number represented by zero. And some early Europeans are said to have even associated the concept of zero with satanic teachings. Nothingness can be scary. When we have nothing, more often than not, it also means that there's nothing that we can do. But it is all in the perspective, I think. Because when we have nothing, we also have nothing to lose. When we've got nothing to lose, there's no reason to fear. Perhaps the scariest number is not zero, but one. It is day one of December, and we now have just 1 month left in the year. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with BoA and her song Only One because we now have only 1 month left in 2021, even though we full well expected this to happen. Sometimes it can be a really kind of a shocking thing. What? December 1st. Some people are thinking, how? How is it December already? And I'm sure all our listeners know very well that I resisted the winter for a long time. Didn't even get my winter clothes out until the very, very, very last minute. But, you know, just yesterday, I was going through some of my winter clothes because I got them out, but they were all super wrinkled. And they really needed some ironing and organizing. And as I was doing that, for some reason, I don't know, this morning, I suddenly felt at peace with December, at peace with winter, with wearing fleece-lined clothes and getting out my heavier padded coats. And, you know, my husband started brainstorming about Christmas gifts for our parents. And yeah, I think all of a sudden we just needed that little turn of events to get us in the right mode. I'm in winter mode and I'm kind of feeling a little more ready to tackle the season. How about you guys? Have you made any plans for this month? I'm sure work is going to be busy for a lot of people. And then there's a lot of last minute holiday things to do. Is there anything you feel like you have to do before the year is over? Well, we've got the month to do it, right? It's glass half full. We have a whole month. And as expected, and we knew it was going to happen yesterday after that rain, it's quite cold. Yes, high of 2 degrees Celsius. Can you believe it? On this first day of December, it's winter proper. It definitely feels like it. But that might not be what it's like where you are. Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment, so let me know where you are and what you are doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Tell me which songs you'd like to hear on the show and share your sayonder stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also text me at #8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. It is Wednesday, which means Kayo Top 10 is coming up in part 2 of the show, so do stick around for a mini trip back in time. I'll be back with that roll call after this. Here's Baek Ye-rin and her song, Zero. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea, and it is currently 5:21 p.m. right now. And I did mention it was cold, but did I also mention it's actually really nice outside? It is quite a beautiful, beautiful day. Right now, I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's time to take roll so I can find out where in the world all of my listeners are, where you're listening from, what you are all up to today. Aside from listening to the radio, that is, where are you? Miss Sam Isam says, good morning, DJ Lena. Hope you are doing well. Today I have a test and I wish it will be nice. You had a worry face emoji there. I'm sure it'll be fine. Just do your best. Relax and good luck. B1074 says, wow, it's December. I'm at a department store and I hear carols. It's cold, but nice. Have a good rest of the day. I agree. It was a beautiful sky, super, super clear air. The clouds are moving so swiftly across. Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 언니. I'm writing this on the airplane. It's already the last month of 2021. You. Time flies. I hope this last month will go by safely. Yes, I think going by safely without too much incident is the best that we can hope for sure. Hope you have a safe flight. M. Hatsi says, greetings from Philippines, and I'm taking a break from work. Hello and welcome. Thanks for the message, letting us know where you are listening from. Amir Jamil says, I am Amir Jamil from Pakistan. I am at work now in the university. All right, busy at work and yet took the time to message us. Thank you so much. Kanchan K.R. Chatterjee is from Murshidabad in West Bengal, India, and says, now I am in my house. All right. Hope you are relaxing and enjoying the show. Shivandu Paul says, good afternoon and best wishes from West Bengal, India. Also from West Bengal, India is Bidan Chandra Sanyal. And we have a shout out from Nigeria. Hannah Samuel says, it's early morning here. I just woke up from sleep. Well, good morning. Hope you have a nice morning. And Abdelkader Abdi says, I'm from Algeria. I just got up from sleep as well. KBS Radio Waves, I'm now preparing myself to go to work. Hope you have a nice day there. And Rashid Naz says, I am at my office and I am just introduced to KBS by my office member. All right, well, hello, hello. Or did you introduce KBS to your office member? I'm not sure which one it is, but in any case, I'm happy with both scenarios. Mitul Kansal says, I am from Haryana, India, now doing work from home. Ah, WFH. Alrighty, well, hope you enjoy us as your background for work. Let's look at our song requests. Siskarex writes, happy hump day. Hope you are doing great. Seeing today's photo reminds me that 2021 will be over soon. I don't know what is in store for me in 2022, but I will do my best to live my life to the fullest no matter what. For today, I'd like to request the song Like We Used To from The Rose. Thanks for airing and take care. Yes, it's also a good time to get sentimental, kind of look back on the year in review. I think this song will help us do that. Tommyku3728 says, it's a great day here. I'm organizing, cleaning the bedroom, and wow, amazing calendars. They are too, too cute, I promise you. Tommyku's song request is Windflower by Mamamoo. And this listener says, many greetings. Thank you very much. Always love that. Okay, here are those two song requests back to back. First up, we will listen to 좋았는데, Like We Used To by The Rose. And after that, it is Windflower by Mamamoo. 아침이 밝아오면 먼저 너의 연락을 확인했던 그날의 시작인 날이. That was Mamamoo with Windflower. And before that, we heard The Rose with their song 좋았는데, or Like We Used To. And a lot of people are liking our Instagram pic. We're showing off the new merch. Gracie HYK33 says, ooh, OFDing new merchandise, so pretty. Thumbs up. Glad you approve. Ether92 says, uah, 벌써? Already? The 2022 calendar? And a tear in a... Yes. Time to come to grip with it. Reality has come. It's time for a new calendar. Jay Entrell Park says, happy December, Lena and OFD family. What a lovely calendar and a lovely pose. Can't believe 2022 is around the corner. 올해 남은 방송도 잘 부탁드려요. It's getting colder and colder. COVID is raging. So take care, everybody. Thank you so much. It's true. We all gotta be careful, man. Gotta definitely be careful. Be on guard. Watch out for our health. Be safe. I mean, we already know the drill, right? Just, you know, proceed as usual and hope for the best. Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. Where has my 2021 gone? It's already the fourth year end with OFD. I think this is the first time seeing an OFD exclusive calendar, right? It looks cuter and handier than the classic table calendar. Clap, clap. It's very windy today. Stay warm. All right, thanks for that warning. Yes, I think it is the first OFD exclusive. I think before then we've had lots of KBS calendars and stuff, right? Super cute. I love the size, especially because sometimes that desk space can be cramped. All righty. I'm Kelly Wrights. Usually, I look forward to moving on to a next month with the calendar flipping over because a brand new month gives me the chance to start fresh with new energy. But I stared out of the window and sighed deeply, flipping through the calendar this morning. No month can compare to the amount of laughing and bonding that December brings at the end of the year. But this year, I don't know. December means different things depending on how I perceive it. Definitely so. I was talking about perception and how it is all in the perspective at the top of the show today as well. I think we are given limitations, but we have to just get a little bit creative and find different ways to connect with your friends. And I think there's lots of laughing to be had, but I don't know, we could do it remote. We can write each other letters. Well, we'll think of something. Yun Mi Jang says, wow, only 1 month left of 2021. I feel like I have to make the best of each and every day. And MSSMC Gloom says, first day of December, actually feeling happy about it. I feel the new year is even closer and I'm so excited. And have a nice, fine day. So we got lots of mixed emotions here going on, right? Some people are actually really looking forward to the new year, to new things, to better things. And some people are not. Some people are not ready. Listener Sun 0605 says, I'm tuning in while at work. It's so cold these days, but be careful not to catch a cold and have a happy year end. I think that is actually the most important thing. Let's just focus on having a good finish to the year, first of all. And Sun has a request for us, and we're going to listen to that request song next. Here's Eric Nam with I Don't Know You Anymore. Keep your apologies, they don't mean nothing to me. I'm done with pretending like I don't got somewhere to be. Yeah. You wanted the moon and the stars in the whole galaxy. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Taipei Warren says, hello, DJ Lena. Thanks to you and all the OFD crew for finding the perfect song for my wedding anniversary yesterday. Back in August, I subscribed to the S Brand streaming platform just to listen to all your songs, but surprisingly, I've not heard Evergreen. This song has now been added into my playlist. By the way, thanks to my Korean colleague who helped translate your salmon recipe. I tried cooking it today for my husband, but it was not a success. The salmon stuffing came out, and it didn't look pleasant. My husband said it was delicious, though. Not sure whether he was trying to console me or not. I guess I can blame the failure to not having the right cooking tools in this holiday home in Port Dickson, right? With my lack of talent, I guess I'll give up cooking and go back to what I do best instead, which is coding. Anyhow, how did you manage to cook this in 30 minutes? I took 75 minutes to finish cooking. Yes, I had to practice a lot and I had to streamline a lot of things. But yeah, it shouldn't really take 30 minutes. It should take a little longer. And yeah, the salmon stuffing coming out, still going to taste good. Yes, right? It's just, it's in a different place. That's all. Well, congratulations for trying that out. And Lim Toya says, OMG, Japanese government reported the first case of the Omicron variant, even though the men had already been vaccinated twice. We are settling in to the COVID situation, but it doesn't mean the pandemic is over. I ended up canceling the flight ticket to South Korea. The Omicron, when I heard the name the first time, it sounds like one of the characters from the Transformers series. And I did not care much, frankly, but I started my quarantine mood again by wearing two masks, as I've been doing for the past 2 years. Please keep healthy, all OFD listeners and you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I think there is some news that the variant is traveling anywhere. I mean, regardless of the travel bans, I think it's going to spread. I think it's inevitable. It's funny you mentioned the Transformers because another friend of mine mentioned that as well. And apparently, according to my husband, there was a Transformer villain named Unicron. So I think that's what we're all thinking, right? All right, yes, let's all be careful. Alicia Y says, my Japanese friend was really looking forward to flying to Sydney on the 9th of December as today was meant to mark the start of Sydney's travel bubbles with Japan and Korea. But alas, due to the untimely birth of Mr. O, we've pushed back the travel bubble to 15th December. She was supposed to attend her graduation ceremony on that morning, but I guess that won't be possible anymore. I'm not. With the length of the flight, the mandatory quarantine, I hope she makes it to Sydney either way, though. Even if she can't attend graduation, surely she wants to see all her friends here, too. Well, hopefully that travel bubble will be staying intact. Lim Toyo also canceled his travel plans here. And I do think that that was a really good, wonderful self-sacrifice that you're making. You know, just to get this nipped in the bud. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And hopefully, she'll get there eventually. Coolie0111 says, the year is ending already and I can't believe it was another year with COVID. So I want to request EXO's 12월의 기적. So I wish this virus would miraculously disappear in December. Oh, wonderful, wonderful sentiment there. Let's all listen. Here's EXO with 12월의 기적, or Miracles in December. Different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another. Upon closer inspection, one K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we've prepared for you two songs that are called For You. We'll start with the K-pop song For You by E-Hai. This soulful vocalist made her debut through an audition program on TV while she is still just a high school student. But today we know and love her for her unique, unmistakable voice. Her song For You was released as a single just about a year ago, December of last year. It was written by OFD family member, because once you're family, you are family forever, An Shin-ae of the Barbarettes, who also penned Holo, which is now one of Ehi's signature songs. It was co-arranged by singer-songwriter Crush, who also lent his voice on the track as a featured artist. The song has been introduced as a song that's warm, like a Christmas evening with family. Its all English lyrics start out like this. When my heart is beating for you, that's when I lose control. When my heart is beating for you, come close to me, come close to me. When my heart is beating for you, it's crazy, I see nothing but you. Baby, my heart's beating for you, come close to me, give a kiss to me. pretty straightforward, right? My heart is beating for you. I'm feeling love for you. As for our non-K-pop song we will listen to for you, used in a very different way, though, this phrase, by American singer Dionne Warwick. From gospel music to jazz, R&B, and rock and roll, she's done it all. She started singing as a child, and after her official debut in 1955, she went on to become one of the most charted female vocalists of all time. She was ranked among the 40 biggest U.S. hitmakers between 1955 and 1999. She's also raked in some major awards, like 6 Grammys, including a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2019. Her song, For You, takes us back to 1982. It was part of her album entitled Friends in Love. At the time, this song peaked at number 14 on the U.S. Adult Contemporary chart. And here's a little bit of the lyrics. Don't you see how I stare when you walk by? Can't you see that my dream is you and I? This heart of mine aches all the time for you. So it's pretty much on the same page as Ihai's song up until then. And then, every day all my friends say, don't be so shy. Let him know what you feel for him deep down inside. Don't you run and hide. I'm so afraid it's not the same for you. And then we get that little clever twist of the phrase. Oh, it doesn't mean it feels the same for you or in your case. All right, let's listen to these two songs back to back. For You by Ihai featuring Crush, and For You by Dionne Warwick.
When my heart is beating for you, that's when I lose my control. When my heart...
That was Dionne Warwick with For You. And before that, it was For You by Ihai featuring Crush. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two is OFD's version of Gayo Top 10. So don't change the channel. For one, let me wrap up part one of the show, though. Here is Tomorrow by Together and their song 0x1 equals Love Song, I Know I Love You featuring Sori. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In just a moment, we'll be hopping on a metaphorical time machine, traveling back in time to listen to some good old Gayo for our Wednesday segment, Gayo Top 10. I'll be right back with Liz after a short song break. Here is Dream by Suji and Baekhyun. Once upon a time, there were days when K-pop was simply known as Gayo, and back in those days, every Wednesday evening, every Korean music fan tuned into KBS 2 TV to watch their favorite singers perform on the legendary music chart program dubbed the Gayo Top 10. It is not Throwback Thursday or Flashback Friday, but it is... way back when Wednesday, we're going to take a trip back in time and listen to some old school K-pop, or Gayo, as we affectionately call it. And in the studio to guide us through this trip is, of course, Liz, our very own OFD staff writer.
Hi.
Hi, Liz. How are you doing today?
It's chilly.
I know. Oh, we even have an acknowledgement from you.
Yeah, it's a very chilly day. But it's only like, what, -1?
Only. Because, yeah, we know how much deeper and lower the temperatures can get.
Yeah.
The deeper we get into winter. But do you agree with me, though? I mean, for as cold as it was actually, I thought it was a lovely day.
Gorgeous day.
Right?
I could not stop taking pictures.
I actually took a video driving up the main street to KBS.
Right.
I think I'll post it on a story after the radio's over.
I was taking a walk in the morning, and so I'm still sleepy. But
you'll get there. 21 days to make it a habit.
Well, so far it's been a week, and it's...
Hang in there.
Anyway, so I was taking pictures of the river because it was so shiny.
I know, so pretty.
It was so, so sparkly.
The air is so clear. Everything's sparkly. Everything's HD.
It's so crisp.
Very crisp.
Visually and, I don't know, just feels crisp all around. It means it's super dry.
Yeah, it is very dry.
Yeah, but still, I kind of like that. My skin doesn't, but I
know. Yeah, my skin, my nose is...
My throat doesn't either. But
my
yeah.
throat doesn't feel good very either. It's kind of like, I feel like I'm straining whenever I speak these days. And yeah, waking up to a dry bedroom is not great.
Nope.
But like you said, it's really, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I even considered when I start, where are you today? At first, I thought... Oh, it's a cold but beautiful day. And then I thought, no. You know what? It's a cold, beautiful day. I think the cold is part of it.
Yeah, it never even occurred to me that it could be the other way around.
Yeah.
Because I love cold days.
It's brisk and beautiful, and the chilliness is kind of part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do appreciate that. I mean, before we get into temperatures, temperatures, but we're not there yet. So
even
we might as
then,
well enjoy.
Though, like... I actually enjoy weathers that get so cold that your eyes just start to water.
Oh, no.
I love that.
I don't.
I know I'm a little weird, but...
My eyes are always watering, and it's, like, very annoying. Like, I have a tissue
but
here.
But seriously, I still prefer it way more than super humid, sticky, muggy days.
Yeah, so you're like most people.
Yeah, exactly.
Most people just don't know what to do with themselves when it gets humid. So I guess, you know, we always have to look at the silver lining. And there's lots of ways that we can compensate for the dryness. You know, humidifiers and hydrating.
Drink lots of water.
Lots and lots of water. More than usual.
Not like me, who's been drinking way too much coffee.
Too much coffee.
And
but
tea.
Hot coffee on a cold day is yum. Or iced coffee on a cold day can
be
yum.
Yeah, some people like that too, but
yes.
You know what's really good? Popsicles. Popsicles on cold days.
Popsicles Perfect. On cold days.
Because they don't melt.
I'm already getting cold just thinking of it. All right. First of all, spoiler, the song we just listened to is sort of a hint.
Or a spoiler.
Or a spoiler. To today's very hidden, subtle theme.
Yes, hidden, because I'm a sarcastic person. Because for our listeners who's wondering what I'm talking
about. Yeah, what is the theme for today?
Well, I just want to tell our listeners that when I walked in, Lena was like, is there a theme? Or there's a theme
today.
Yeah,
I see a theme.
And then I was like, but it was so hidden so carefully.
Right, yes.
it's in the titles.
Yes.
And the theme for the day is dreams.
Dreams.
But it sort of happened. It just so happened to happen.
Yeah.
That I saw something in common with a lot of the songs that were popular in the first week of December, sometime between in the 80s and the 90s. I was looking through some of the charts online, and I just happened to see a couple of the same word here and there.
Yeah, just cropping up, trending.
So I was just looking at that one single week in different years, though, so I thought it was interesting, so I started digging a little bit further and managed to find 7 songs.
Wow.
So I had to take 2 out.
Yes. I guess we'll have honorable mentions later on, but interesting that we're thinking about dreams at the first week of December, and these songs are starting to get a little bit popular.
Right. Well, I mean, granted, these songs were released way before.
Yes, and we had been listening to them for a while.
Yeah.
But there is something about kind of, I don't know. Well, first of all, dreams are the stuff of songwriters' dreams. So maybe it's not so surprising that you were able to really find this many in the first week of December.
I'm also thinking it's kind of like Miracles in December.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's something in that line of thought that people were focusing on.
Yes.
So maybe that's one of the reasons that a lot of people listen to songs about dreams in the first week of December.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Listeners' comments in the first half of the show, I think, really point to that. Either kind of freaking out, oh my gosh, we only have a month, or reflecting on the past year or looking forward to the new year. And dreams are inevitably a part of that.
I do want to ask you, is it half full or half empty for you?
For me?
Yeah.
I don't really think into it that much. I'm always excited for a new year, right? And I was very resistant up until like today, for the year to end, because I felt like, oh no, I'm not ready. But I don't know, once you accept it, then it seems pretty. December is a long month. We still got
31 days.
Yeah. It's okay, we can deal.
I will admit that I did a double take when I was writing the date today on the script.
I know, it's a little jarring.
Yeah, it was like December, and I was like, oh no, I forgot to email my friend for his November birthday.
Oh, oops.
So, I gotta do that when I get home.
Yeah.
Anyway, going back to our list of songs.
Yeah.
We're gonna start today's list with a song called 꿈결 같은 세상, A Dreamy World.
Pretty.
By a singer by the name of Song Si-hyun. Now, this song was in the top 50 of the songs that were popular in the first week of December in 1987.
Okay.
And I'll start by saying that I don't know the song.
Okay. All right. Usually, let's get it out there.
Yeah, usually when I bring in songs, I prefer to bring songs that I know and love.
Right.
But this song, I heard it for the first time while preparing for this segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually heard the singer's name, Song Si-hyun, for the first time too.
Yeah.
But he apparently was quite popular in the 80s and 90s, along with the ballad singers like Cho Jung-hyun and Lee Bum-hak.
Mm-hmm.
And he debuted through one of the song competitions in 1986. So this was actually a part of his first studio album.
So this is just at the start of his career.
And the reason, though, that I thought his name was very familiar, I thought it was because it sounds like another artist.
Yeah.
But apparently I had seen his name here and there because he was the songwriter for songs like 나 항상 그대를, 추억의 책장을 넘기면, and 한바탕 웃음으로 by 이선희.
Oh, okay.
So this artist apparently never really dreamed of becoming a singer. And in fact, he told an interview that he's never written singer under occupation when he was filling in
like a form
documents.
Or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He had always dreamed of becoming a composer or a songwriter.
I see.
And in fact, after 5 solo albums, he actually became a musical director.
Wow. But he released 5 solo albums.
And I'll get to that.
Yeah.
The reason he debuted as a solo artist in the first place was because he was writing so many songs for 이선희.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he had given 이선희 another song. Mm-hmm. And she had said, you know what? I think this song would sound better with your voice, not mine.
Oh, casual suggestion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she literally just said, 음반 한번 내볼래?
Oh.
Like, do you want to put out a record?
Yeah.
And he did.
Wow.
And again, he did go on to release 5 different albums, which means he was quite successful.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Despite me not knowing him. But then I was a tiny little kid.
Yeah, it's timing.
So yeah, he still does make music, even though he doesn't perform much as a solo singer, but he still is a musical director, and he's actually held a concert in 2019, along with the stars like Cho Jung-hyun and Lee Bum-hak I mentioned. They apparently had a collaborative concert.
Oh, nice.
Just because people were getting nostalgic, I guess. And they were lumped together. I did find an interview of all 3 of them just before, like held just before the concert, saying that, you know, they weren't exactly full-on folk music artists. Mm-hmm. They weren't exactly full-on ballad musicians either, but they did have a niche for themselves.
I see.
And when I read that and heard his music, I was like, yeah, I could lump him together with Cho Jung-hyun and Lee Bum-hak and their songs.
Yeah.
And I could sort of hear songs, like, 이선희 songs, like, 한바탕 웃음으로 in his music as well. Because, you know, he wrote it.
Yeah.
Now, as for the content of the lyrics, I actually really love the lyrics to this song. Again, kind of made me think of 나항상 그대를 and 한바탕 웃음으로 as well. Not because the contents are similar, but just the way he worded things.
Right.
And basically in this song, he's saying that people say life is sadness. People say the world is a scary place. I didn't believe it. And I was just always happy as if I was in a dream. The times are making me mature. Time is making me become more, what's the word I'm looking for? Worldly. But no, 안 돼, 안 돼, 안 돼. I won't change like those powerless adults. I will go on believing this dreamy world.
Oh, like keeping the childlike aspect of yourself alive.
Right. I will tell you that he doesn't sound childish at all.
No.
But
everyone has a child in them.
Yeah, and he's gonna believe in it forever.
I'm not going to change. Him 없는 어른들처럼. Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's listen. Here's 송시현, a first four 가요 top 10. 꿈결 같은 세상, a dreamy world. Oh, that was 송시현. We're so glad he became a singer. It would have been such a shame.
Right?
Yes, and he does sound perfect for this song. 꿈결 같은 세상, a dreamy world. All right, we are going to think and contemplate on dreams, looking at songs with dream in their titles.
That's right.
And our next song is?
We're going to skip 2 years and go to 1989 and listen to a dream song that was popular in the first week of November.
November,
first
December.
First week of December.
December.
1989.
Yes.
It is 어떤 이의 꿈 or Someone's Dream by 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. And yes, I do know the song.
Even though you're still teeny beady.
You know what, though? I think I actually did hear them, like, hear the song on TV on the radio at the time of its release.
I see.
But I know for sure I have listened to this song more than I could count afterwards.
Right.
Because I love this song.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울 today consists of one man who goes by the name.
Mr. Kim Jong-jin.
Yep.
Yes.
Who was sitting next to you for many, many, many weeks. For us, anyway.
Yeah, he was sitting next to me, but then Ms. Colleen Park came in and split us up, split up the party, but she's very welcome, too. She's great, by the way. They keep putting her in a witch's costume on TV, and I feel so bad for her.
No, it's not now. yesterday, I noticed that, you know, she was just kind of teary-eyed and...
Oh, no, she had... I mean, it was coming down,
everyone,
but they edited.
Crying,
they edited that part out, right? Like, I was crying watching the show yesterday. That's why I have glasses on. I'm just too puffy. I cannot face the light of day right now. I'm traumatized. And Kim Jong-jin, he is the best of us. He's just a sweetie pie.
He is. I mean, he's an. I don't want to say old man, but
he's not. He's not old man.
He's
at
a
all.
Man in his 50s. Yeah. Late 50s?
Yeah,
60s?
He's
somewhere around there.
Late 50s.
Yeah. And he does look like a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
And
he also looks really cool too, like for his age, you know? He's really good hair.
Cuz he is a rocker.
Yeah, he is a rocker.
Yeah.
And my husband has a perfect description for him.
Yeah.
Cuz when he's speaking as the judge as the show, he's like, he's like a Woodstock guy, isn't he? He's a hippie at heart.
Yeah,
he is.
He's a hippie.
He's a total cool hippie at heart.
Yeah.
You know, like when he'll be judging, he's like, you make me feel like I'm like at a lake and there's like mist rising from the water. And that's a hippie. He's a hippie.
Seriously,
at heart.
I think he maybe that's how he writes his songs too, right?
He's into fusion and psychedelic rock and fusion rock and R&B and soul. And he's just, you know, he talked about his influences. So we hear a lot of different things going on in his music.
And while 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, the band, was known for being that kind of experimental band in Korea back in the late 80s and early 90s as well. And they started out as a five-piece band,
right?
Including Kim Hyun-seok. It was initially known as Kim Hyun-seok, Kim Hyun-sik. Kim Hyun-sik and 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. So basically, they were the backing band, like session band.
Of Kim Hyun-sik.
Right. But then, long story short, it later trimmed down to two people.
Right.
Because Yujae left and Park Sung-jin left and so on and so forth.
Yes.
But yeah, they actually kept the name 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울 and they've since earned nicknames like, because their name is long.
It's very long and it's very hard to pronounce for when you're like learning the Korean language like myself.
봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울.
I was so scared when I saw them. Well, oh no, I have to say. Yeah.
선배님.
안녕하세요, 선배님.
Yeah. Yeah, so nicknames like 사계절.
Oh, yeah.
Four seasons.
That's funny.
봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울.
That's harder to say.
Yeah.
봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울.
봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. And SSAW.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I usually write their name on our playlist.
Yes,
on
SSAW.
Yeah.
I think that's the most accessible. Accessible to our non-Korean listeners.
Yeah, or saw. But anyway.
Okay.
So yeah, experimental because they did rock, blues, jazz, and everything in between.
Yep, fusion band.
And another thing that they drew attention with when they first released their debut album as just 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울, the two men in 1988 was that... the album consisted of 10 tracks, three of which were all instrumental. And one of the instrumental pieces was the title track.
Yeah.
And that was one of the firsts in Korea. So people were actually praising their experimentalism and also, you know, musical prowess.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
They had that.
Pushing the boundaries of genre.
Right.
Yeah.
And a couple of songs that were super popular on that debut album include 사람들은 모두 변하나 봐, 항상 기뻐하는 사람들, et cetera, et cetera. As for the song in question
album.
Today, 어떤 이의 꿈 was a part of their second album released in 1989, and the album's title is... 나의 아름다운 노래가 당신의 마음을 깨끗하게 할 수 있다면.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's long,
but it's so them.
Roughly translated, that long album title goes, if my beautiful song can cleanse your heart. That actually sounds shorter. Anyway, wonderful story that I heard about this song is that this is something Kim Jong-jin himself had told an interview about the song. And apparently while he was a radio DJ, he got a message from a listener saying that this listener was on their way to end his own life.
Oh my gosh.
But he heard this song and changed his mind.
Oh.
Like... could there be a better praise?
It's not even praise or it's not even a compliment. It's like some sort of affirmation that what he's doing has meaning, you know?
It saved a life.
Oh my gosh.
Literally saved a life.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And some of the lyrics that I love so much.
Yeah.
It goes like this. Some people keep their dreams. Some people share their dreams. Some people live to achieve their dreams.
Wow.
Some people live on forgetting their dreams. Some people take others' dreams. And some people insist that dreams don't exist. There are so many different people, so many individualities, and everyone each say that they're the right one and define a dream in their own ways. But who am I? Do I dream of tomorrow? Who am I? Do I have any dreams? Who am I?
Wow.
That's how the song goes. And this saved a life.
This saved a life.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that person just needed to hear that everyone's different.
And then that we're all kind of questioning
yeah.
things mm-hmm. and ourselves. Interesting. All right. Let's listen to this song, this life-saving song. It is 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울 with 어떤 이의 꿈, Someone's Dream. This is my song for you. That was 어떤 이의 꿈 or Someone's Dream by 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울 or SAW. If you're just tuning in, it's OFD's a very own sort of tribute segment to Gayo Top 10, and we're listening to old school tracks. And this song is super cool because the synthesizer and everything, they really mm-hmm. capture what fusion jazz was at that time.
Right.
All of my contemporaries that when I was still a student, but mm-hmm. older kids, you know, learning music at that time,
mm-hmm.
this was it. This was
the synthesizer.
You're so cool if you're into fusion jazz,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
fusion jazz is still cool.
Yeah,
it's so niche.
But they were like pioneers of it here in Korea. So
I was just thinking
cool
as
stuff.
I was listening to this song mm-hmm. in this with this. Amazing speakers that we have here in the
yeah.
KBS studio.
They are really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That if I were a bass player, mm-hmm. a new bass player, mm-hmm. I would love to learn this song.
And it would be a good way to go.
Yeah.
To kind of build virtuosity quickly.
I mean, it would not be easy, but...
No, yeah. but...
It sounds like a really cool... I was thinking, even if we were listening to the bass line alone without any other sounds, it still mm-hmm. would have been cool. So.
Yeah, and I think there's something about it that's... challenging enough where mm-hmm. you feel like really satisfied if you nailed a lick or
right,
something, right?
Yeah.
As
so
opposed
cool.
to like learning the ballad line for learning a bass line for a ballad.
Or like,
which
you
is
know,
like
doing three blind
ding,
mice for ding, 3 months.
Ding, or three blind mice. All right. Our next dream inspired song.
Well, before we talk about the song we're going to listen to
okay.
next, mm-hmm. I just wanted to. Honorary mentions.
Okay, honorary mentions.
Yeah.
Didn't make the cut today?
Yeah, because we heard them on Kartokan
Because we
before.
Already highlighted them.
Yeah.
We wanted to give the spotlight to some other songs.
Right, and the mm-hmm. reason I want to mention this before our next song is mm-hmm. because they were all released in like in the span of 5 months.
Ah.
So it looks like the theme of the early half of 1991 mm-hmm. was Dream.
Really?
Yeah.
Just lots of dream songs coming
yeah.
out in 1991.
Because we had 이현우's 꿈,
mm-hmm.
Dream.
That's right.
Released in January of 1991.
Oh, that was 91.
Yeah. And 조용필's 꿈,
oh, yeah.
or The Dreams, mm-hmm. released in April mm-hmm. of 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. we have 꿈에서 본 거리, uh-huh. The Street I Saw in My Dream, by 푸른 하늘,
mm.
released in May. Of 1991.
I see.
Yeah, so within the span of 5 months, everyone was just, you know, dropping dream songs here and
yeah,
like left and right.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've talked about 푸른 하늘 often enough,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to go into too much detail, but basically it was...
Project group.
Yeah, fronted by Yoo Young-seok.
Right.
He was pretty much the only member, but I mean,
he was the engine.
Yeah, he was the engine and the brain
yeah.
for this project.
We're different metaphors going on, but yeah, go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't have both.
I know, one or the other. But he was the brain,
right? I just have a vision in my mind. Anyway,
I had a vision of Pinky and the Brain, but never mind.
uh-huh. Yeah, before we go on to Conquer the World.
Yes,
so this song was a part of their fourth studio album.
Yeah.
And so this was before when I really got into their music, which was the fifth album
right.
with the song 자도치.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot of information about the fourth album that I could find online. Aside from that, they were quite popular already mm-hmm. after the success of their third album.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And it was actually with the fifth album and then the sixth album that changed their tone quite a bit. And
right.
the fans were a little conflicted.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But up until their fourth album, basically, they stuck to what they were good at,
mm-hmm.
What they were known for anyway. They mm-hmm. were good at everything, but, you know, a lot of what the fans were expecting of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 꿈에서 본 거리, or The Street I Saw in My Dream, was one of their signature songs. It became, later on, became their signature songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was like all the other works that they released.
Yeah.
It was written and composed by Yoo
Young-seok. Yoo Young-seok, mm-hmm. she is.
And the song itself, I really wanted to find some backstory behind the lyrics or the song itself even, but I really couldn't. I was surprised because it seemed like such a meaningful song.
Mm-hmm. Very narrative.
Yeah, and it's actually literally just making people visualize a certain dream.
Mm-hmm.
A street that someone saw in a dream, right?
Right.
That's all the lyrics are doing. It's depicting a single street
right.
With trees lined up.
Right.
And it's, for some reason, a white street.
Uh-huh.
And it's about someone who is sitting by that street and
yeah.
just not doing anything.
Mm, yeah. Just observing.
Yeah, and not thinking. Maybe today we could call it
Kimom.
Yeah. Jinx.
Yeah.
But yeah, so mm-hmm. basically he's saying that I had forgotten everything
yeah.
and I wasn't thinking. Mm-hmm. I was just sitting there and yeah, I was just being away from the hustle and bustle of
mm-hmm.
life. In that street I saw in my dream. And I was, again, I was hoping that I would find
right.
some
sort of insight. Source material.
Yeah. Or like, was it a real dream
right.
that Yoo Young-seok had?
Yeah.
Or was it a metaphor? You know, I really wanted to find it, but
nope. Regardless, though,
mm-hmm.
it sounds really like a dream that we've all had, where we're like an observer-only kind of dream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But at the same time, if I'm just in my dream,
yeah.
sitting without thinking, forgetting everything, I would call that my nightmare.
Oh, yes, to each his own
yeah.
interpretation. All right, let's listen. It's 푸른 하늘 with 꿈에서 본 거리 or The Street I Saw in My Dream. That was 푸른 하늘 with 꿈에서 본 거리, The Street I Saw in My Dreams. Apparently, this is going over well with some of our guy listeners, Hong Kong.
The JS's.
The JS's are liking it. The J's are liking it.
I just saw a message that JSJerry76 left for our earlier song, 어떤 예 꿈.
Yeah.
He said, the reality is we don't dream of tomorrow. Tomorrow comes after we dream.
Oh, that's... I don't get it.
I think he's just kind of lamenting that we don't have the time to dream of tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not anymore, anyways.
Yeah.
That's true.
Do I dream of tomorrow?
Well, I think, you know what? I actually don't dream of tomorrow. I dream of the long future.
Oh. I usually dream of when I'm on a diet. And I'm not eating anything after 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
I do dream of tomorrow.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well put.
Yeah.
Because I do think a lot of people...
I'm going to wake up early and have ragu pasta for breakfast.
Yes. Dream of breakfast.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay, moving along to our next dream. I wanted to move along because I think we have a lot to say here.
Depends.
Maybe,
gonna,
maybe not.
Yeah, we're going to jump over to 1994 and listen to one of the biggest songs of that year,
ooh.
Which is 발해를 꿈꾸며, Dreaming of 발해 mm-hmm. by 서태지와 아이들, 서태지 and the boys.
Yes.
This was the title track of their third album.
Mm-hmm.
It was the second track on the album, and it was literally a song about the inter-Korean division.
Mm-hmm.
The division that we suffer from.
Yes.
And divided
the two Koreas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I was writing the notes,
yeah.
I realized when I was in school,
yeah.
when I went to 국민학교 here,
yes.
it was still a huge issue.
Yeah.
It was something that we always talked about, and we were kind of taught to always say that our biggest wish,
yes,
our biggest dream is reunification.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I found myself wondering last night, mm-hmm, is this what the kids today are taught at their 초등학교 as well?
Doubtful, but
right?
Not sure. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't know. But it would be interesting to know if our listeners do know. We have some elementary school mothers and stuff.
Do let us know if this is still like part of the curriculum.
But was Seo-tae-ji like addressing this curriculum?
Well, I don't know, because I mean, this is actually in the same album as Kyushiri-tae.
Yeah.
So maybe he was addressing it, but he was actually talking about it in the song.
Yeah.
As a genuine dream.
Right. Yeah. It's a real genuine dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, today, it almost sounds like propaganda.
Oh.
to my ears, and personally.
In this modern day and age.
Yeah. Because it's so not talked about anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we hear of street interviews where people are like, couldn't care less.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But again, back in 1994, it was still a huge issue. Mm-hmm. It was still very fresh in my mind, too, because my mom's side of my family comes from the north.
Right.
So my grandma still had family there.
Mm-hmm.
Up until several decades ago.
Right.
So, yeah, like, it was something that I was not only taught, but I felt like it's something that I should wish for.
Okay, yeah, because you actually had, like, a connection with the human aspect of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, going back to the song, I think I should also mention that the song was indeed played in 2018 during the first inter-Korean summit.
Right.
For, you know, obvious reasons,
right? Of course.
Yeah, and, but musically, the song drew a lot of attention as well when it was released in 1994, because it was not something that's been done before in Korea anyway. It was introduced as alternative rock number, and not in the sense of, like, you know, modern rock that we talked about, but at the time, music critics actually compared the song to parts of, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers songs or U2 songs, and
they felt like they could hear snippets.
Exactly. But, like, so that was actually done on purpose,
right?
Because Seo-tae-ji himself had told an interview that basically the biggest homework that he felt he had with the song was to put together, like, blend together 4 or 5 completely different motifs.
I see.
Or motifs.
Motifs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing, like, the discords we hear in the song, the really weird combinations of sounds and instrumentation, it was actually all done on purpose because he was going for the sound of chaos that this peninsula was under.
I see.
Yeah. So
clashing motifs, like the clashing idealisms. And,
exactly.
Right.
Oh, and he had said that he was, you know, like, employing rap sounds with metal sounds and all that because he wanted to create with sound and music
the discord.
Yeah, feelings of anxiety and then relief.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so
at the same time,
it's quite difficult. But it all around, though, it was not only great musically, but I think the reason that I brought up about how we were taught in school about reunification is because, remember how he had the power to bring back kids who had run away from home?
Right, with Come Back Home.
Yeah, and with this song, it was a very clear reminder what we had been what we had forgotten at the time.
Right.
You know, like, we were taught at school, but at the same time, we don't really think about it much outside of school,
because
outside of class. Because
sometimes, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, because if you put it into a curriculum, sometimes, you know, kids, they just ingest it by rote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they don't really think about it.
Exactly.
In fact, we have some confirmation from Kim Ji-soo, who says, yes, we do still. When he was in, when he was a
Choding. Yeah, different from Kukding.
Yeah, when he was a Choding, he said, yes, that our biggest wish is for reunification. Mm-hmm. That they were still teaching that in the schools, right? And Also, Lahab 82 says for first grade, 초일, this week, they are actually learning about North Korea.
Oh.
So.
Wow. Thank you for all those confirmations.
I know. Instant.
Enlightening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it is always a big thing for, you know, instilling it into young kids to be really aware of what is going on. Mm-hmm. This is what Korea is. This is what your country is.
Right.
And, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right.
Just wanted to highlight that one line in the song that just kind of was screaming at me just now as I was looking at the paper. Right now, what I want is peace and love.
Oh,
yeah, that's lovely. What this song is all about.
It really is. Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen. 서태지와 아이들 with 바래를 꿈꾸며 or dreaming of 바래. Or dreaming of Hare by 서태지와 아이들. And we saw some dancing along here amongst our staffs.
Sorry about that.
No, it's really cool. It's just all kind of like physical memory, right? Muscle memory at this
point. Exactly. I didn't know I remembered, but I did.
Awesome. All right. We've got one more song for our dream playlist today.
Yep. We're going to jump over another couple of years and go to the first week of December of 1996 and listen to 인형의 꿈, A Doll's Dream by 일기예보.
Nice.
Did you know that 일기예보 was actually a trio?
Not a duo?
No, it was a trio.
Oh, I didn't really know
It
that.
Was after their second album.
I see.
They decided to, one of the members decided to go as solo.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it was only
originally a trio.
Right, it was only after their third, from their third album and on, that they were a duo.
I see.
And of course, it was from their third album and on that they became more known.
That's probably why.
That's probably why a lot of people think that they have always been a duo.
Right.
And yes, it was part of their, the third album, it was the album that included songs like 좋아 좋아 and 인형의 꿈. This song is originally from 일기예보, but
and
a lot
not
of people,
Loveholic.
Exactly. But I think people who may be confused are still excused because 일기예보's 강현민 is the one who actually made Loveholic.
Right.
So,
and was a member of and formed Loveholic. He was a band leader.
So he basically covered himself.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know, I think that this song will fit you well. And then he gave, and then they just kind of did a rearrangement
song. Of a song that they released in 1996.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it worked out so well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It worked out so well that a lot of people these days think that it's a Loveholic song.
Right.
Don't even know that there's an original.
Yeah. But the song was so
It was
popular.
So big even back then.
Exactly.
Yes, it's true.
It was even big then.
It's hard to be overshadowed, but it was.
Good point.
Right? That's what we're emphasizing here.
Right. And I just learned of this yesterday, and I thought it was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This song is even mentioned in a toy song.
Is it really?
Yeah, the song itself is featured in the lyrics of a toy song, a very well-known toy song at that.
He references 인형의 꿈?
Yeah. It's 좋은 사람.
Oh!
Good person.
And what? Apparently, where does he say that?
There's a line where he says, my friends say that they're bored of me singing the same song over and over again. But that's how I feel. 그대 먼 곳만 보내요.
Oh.
That's part of the lyrics of the song 좋은 사람. And 그대 먼 곳만 보내요, or you keep looking far off.
Right.
That's the starting line of this song, 인형의 꿈. And basically, lyrically, the protagonist is comparing himself to a doll who can't do anything.
Right.
While the object of affection is looking
far away.
While he's just right here.
And,
I'm just right here.
I'm right here. Just look at me. But it's torturous when you think about it because the doll has no autonomy.
Mm-mm.
Right?
He's just sitting there.
Helpless.
And he's always, well, he's not always sitting there. Mm-hmm. He's just always there.
Right.
And he would be visible if she would just turn her head. But she won't.
No.
And at first he was okay with that. Mm-hmm. But he was happy as long as he could see her. He could be there for her.
Yeah.
But he's getting tired of this endless wait.
I see.
And he says, I've always been there just one step behind you.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that you could never see me?
Right.
If you look at me and if you would just gesture toward me,
mm-hmm.
I will love you forever.
Hmm.
But like, dude, why can't
I knew this
you,
was going to come.
Yeah, why can't you be the
why
one?
Why don't you not be a doll? Because first of all, you're not a doll.
No,
so
you're not.
Actually, yeah. You could just say something, but mm-hmm. okay, well, we don't know. We don't know what the situation
That's
is.
True. But so getting to the dream part,
yeah.
He actually says, I dream mm-hmm. every night
mm-hmm.
of us talking together.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no idea how much it hurts after that.
Oh, this is very serious one-sided love. Like, serious, serious
Yeah, but like,
love.
I mean, his dream is to talk to her.
I know.
Dude.
It's very early stages.
But
we're hoping things worked out for the best. Yeah. In fact, we... Let's hope things worked out for the best mm-hmm. Because it is time to wrap up the show. And we're going to wrap it up with Ilgi Yeboh's Inyong Ekum, A Doll's Dream. Thank you so much, Liz.
My pleasure.
Thanks, everyone, for your comments and for tuning in. We'll see you again here tomorrow.